A short beef. Today, I mostly want to rant. I don't do it often, but this is becoming an increasingly large and frequent beef with me, and I'm 100% certain that a lot of you will agree. Parking. What gives anyone the right to look at me in my car and decide that I don't look like I should be in a blue badge space? I get people pointing at me, staring at me, and some even have the nerve to come over and challenge me about where I'm parking. Yes, I may look perfectly okay to you through my windscreen, you with your two perfect legs. I am grateful on some level that I have a very visible disability, so my heart goes out to you guys with an invisible illness. Why the hell should we have to justify anything to Mr. and Mrs. Nosy Joe Public? Sometimes I just say, mind your own business. Sometimes I get out of my car and say, is that disabled enough for you? It's something I just don't understand, and I would never dream of doing it to anyone, even before my disability. If you have a badge, then crack on. None of my business. What has happened to society that we have these ignorant, independent vigilantes policing disabled bays, expecting us to ask their permission to park in one? Then there's the other side of that coin, where you get perfectly healthy people without a badge parking in a blue badge bay. They also look at you like a piece of doodah if you dare to remind them that they have no right to park there. I won't be long. I'm waiting for someone. Or just a general, piss off is the usual reply. So as a disabled person, we seem to come off badly on both sides of the argument. Sometimes, on a really ranty day, I've blocked people in, so they have to come and ask me to move, and I can remind them what a lowlife they are. Again, not popular. I was at the gym the other day, get me, where there's only four bays, all taken, only one with a badge. The staff had told me to park right in front of the door if that happened, and then they would hunt down the perpetrators. So I did. Shame on those people at a gym who took a disabled bay and probably went in and ran and pumped for a few hours, yet couldn't be asked to walk 30 yards down the car park to the front door. In France, they have a sign on every disabled bay saying, take my space, take my disability. I wonder how that would suit them. See how quickly they'd cry about that. A few weeks ago, I was parked in York on double yellows, perfectly legit, clock up and went off for an hour, came back to a big fat yellow £70 parking ticket. I had to dig around in the small print to find that I had been partially obstructing a dropped curb, and that's why they gave me a ticket. Most hours of the day, you can go to this particular stretch of street, and you will find maybe six cars, two at best with badges, and the rest just because they feel like they have the right to. There's vans for the market stalls, people popping into different shops. It's the most abused section of street for parking in the city. I suspected the council wouldn't let the fine go, and I was right. I appealed, but they wrote back to me like I was some kind of criminal. It's nothing more than a money-making exercise by the council. Shame, shame, shame. Have you ever parked in a parent and child space when there's no more disabled bays available? Try that and see what a colourful mouthful you get from those mamas and papas. What has happened to basic human kindness? When did it perish? Why is there so much resentment and so much entitlement? What has happened to common sense? People have lost their lives in arguments over parking, which is unbelievable. Why should they get to park for free? Hey, I don't mind paying. Make me pay. I don't care. All I need is a space that's wider for a wheelchair to get next to, or a space that's closer to my destination so I don't have to walk quite so far, if by some miracle I am walking. So what arguments have you had with people over disabled parking? Has anyone ever threatened you? Do you feel scared to challenge someone if they're parked without a badge? It's such a basic everyday thing that adds to the everyday stress that we have to deal with already. Rant over. Breathe. Namaste.